B'chayres, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Mi she'eni mumche, v'roz ha-b'chor. He's not a mumche. He does not have the authority to be able to paskin on, to be able to be matur b'chor. What we discussed before, he's not, he wasn't tested, he's not considered a boki. L'maisa, l'gabi other areas in halacha, we don't say that. Normally we say if somebody knows Hilchas Erevin and he has practical Shemush and he knows the Halachas and he paskins on an Erev, says Psak is a Psak. What's the difference if he got Rishus from the Nossi, from the Sanhedrin? What's the difference that he processed it? The Rav is Mayrich. Over here, somebody who's not a Mumcha means that he didn't get Rishus from the Nossi of the Bezin. He's not an authority that's recognized by the official Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael. Says the Rav speaks that Avagav de Baalma, somebody who learns Teresh Uksam, Teresh Baalpeh, and he's Yedeh Lahazbi Velakish, Allahav and Dovah Mitech Dovah, is Nikri Mumcha. So when he's Yotze Tivay, it's Alan Shederi, that people know he is and recognize him, he's able to pass him by himself, even though he doesn't have the Rishus. Clearly, Chazal upgraded this din, they made it into a Ernst Zach, that he has to have the official status of a member of the Sanhedrin, Kilu. Before I should bring over here what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that the Amayru Rav lived amongst Roy Boka for 18 months in order to be Roy Mumcha. So they really treated it as a whole Miktsoya. And Mamela, there's a whole halach over here. Misha'ini Mumcha, he doesn't have that authority. He saw the Bechor, Vinishchet Al Piv, and it was Geshochten. Harezi Yikov, you have to treat it as Shchutei Chutz, and it's Nikva. We're not matter it. Now, the Shaila is somebody who's not, doesn't have that authority. But he gave the go-ahead to somebody, to the Kohen, to Shech the Behemoth B'mumoy. And because of that, now it has to be buried, because of this din, that we're not matter except if he's a mumcha. Who's responsible for that? There's a hefsid moment here. The Behemoth has to be put away. The responsible party is the mumcha who is matter. Says the Mishnah, Gevaldik Yechidish V'yishalami Beisar. This is a very important halacha. And the Mishnah elaborates this as a shas klal. This is not only a halacha over here by a mumcha l'nyone b'chor. Don es adin. We're talking over here about a dayin. Generally speaking, a dinim omnes. He paskins a shayla v'ziko es achayiv, and he paskins zakai. He paskins that the one who doesn't owe money, the one who does owe money is potter. V'chayiv es hazakai. The one who doesn't owe money is chayiv. Kids, he made a mistake. Or Time es ha-tohar, or he paskined that which was tohar is tome, v'tihar es ha-tome, same idea, the wrong psak. Masha osui osui, the psak is a psak, sounds like it can't be walked back, we have to explain that. V'yishalami bei, so he has to pay. V'mohoye mumchen lebezdin, if he wasn't only that he's knowledgeable, but he's considered in the public, makor musmach, the fact that he made a mistake is not due to a fault of his own. That means like this. Any human being can make a mistake. But the taina on a dayan who paskin wrong is if he's not qualified, if he's not accepted by the tzibur, he's not a mumcha l'rabim, why are you paskining? Where somebody's a mumcha l'rabim, could it be that a human being, even if he's a great man, he's a member of the Sanhedrin, made a mistake? For sure. A human being is not infallible. And therefore, he'd be potter milishalim. What is the nature of this chiv moment? Is he a mazik? He's not a mazik, be a dayim. It's not straightforward, but he didn't throw a rock through somebody's window. He didn't crash into somebody's car. Is the Rav speaks out from over here from the Gemara. We can look at somebody who paskins a psak, where he wrongfully paskined, as causing the damage. It wouldn't be considered a direct maisa mazik. It would be considered what's called in the Gemara dina de gami. And the Gemara brings that's actually a machlokes tanoim whether doin dina de gami. What exactly dina de gami is a big machlokes rishonim. Is it just a knas that in certain instances that a korev to be a meregel lemaisa mazik chazal made a knas in a person's chayiv, or it's a din deraisa and then it needs a lot of hesber. Kiyadu, there's a whole kuntris from the Ramban, kuntris dina de gami, which you use primarily in Bava Basra, deciding and defining these type of cases, what's a gami and what's a groma. A groma is certainly only potter. B'dinei Adam, it's only chayiv b'dei shamayim. A garmi is chayiv, and even that is a machlokes, and the nature of the chayiv, like we just said, is a machlokes, whether it's deraisa or it's a knas. So the Rav brings over here, Laman didoin dinid garmi, the psak itself is considered a form of mazik. Uman deloidon dinid garmi, so then you have to say, the Gemara makes an ukimto, what's called nosav and nosam beyad, which means that he paskin the psak. There's a psak who owns a piece of jewelry. The dayan took the piece of jewelry and he handed it to the party who's not supposed to own it. So there we could look at him and we could say that handing it and you're not authorized to give that psak is giving somebody else the money. That's an act of mazik. It's an act of theft and therefore he's chayiv. The Rav brings the case of the Gemara. Zika sachayiv mashkachas lo. What's the case in dinei momenus where he'd be chayiv? Kigoyin shahoyolei mashkin lamalva. There's a mashkin on a halvo. And there's a question of whether the halvo is outstanding. The dayan takes the mashkin miyad hamalva and he gives it to the loiva. Because of that, the loiva now walks off and he's not going to have to pay the malva. And truth is that he was mechuyiv. The dayan is the one who caused the default on the loan by handing over a chefetz that was entitled to the malva. He handed over to the loiva. He's chayiv on that. The case of timei vitor is not a chefetz that's in question of ownership. So what's that? What's the nosav and nosam biyad? Kigoyin shiviu lufan of taharis lishol alehen. There's a kikar lechem. There's a shiloh whether there was some type of negia on this loaf of bread by a sheretz or something else that would render it tomei. Trumis, kochim, so on. And the dayan paskin tmei asein. And what he did was, in order that there shouldn't be a suffix, he paskin tomei, he took a sheretz, and he touched the sheretz to the kikar. This way it should be, he's paskining and he's emphasizing. He didn't have to do that. The psak is unauthorized and he didn't have to do that to emphasize the black and white of his psak. So that would be a case where he did a ma'aseh mazik. V'tiras hatomei, the Rav says, k'gon shalokach peres tohiroiz, v'irvan peres el l'tshetohu shalok adin. He took peres tohiroiz, where he was mitayer a basket of fruit, he mixed in other fruit in order to show that there's no problem eating from the whole basket. Turns out that there was a problem. The person who owns the fruit is going to have a problem eating any of it because there's truma mixed up over there. So you're the one, the dayan, the unauthorized dayan, is the one who was actually ma'ariv and mazik the peyus over there. He'll be chayiv. And again, like we said, mumchil bezdin, we look at him as an oynis. Now let's go back and let's understand Yerushalmi Beis Din's whole arichus over here in the Rav from the Gemara exactly how much is he chayiv. So the case that we're dealing with, not the Shas ramifications, the case of Bechor, where the owner of the animal, the Bechor, does not yet have a psak that the does not have a psak from a mumcha that the behema is a balmum. And the Gemara says it's actually not so poshut. Think about it. It's not so simple that this not mumcha l'rabim, that paskin, that the behemah is not a balmum because of that was shechted. It's not so poshut that he was mafsid because it could be that he would have taken the animal to a mumcha l'rabim. He would have paskin that it has a mumkavor. The animal now would be mutter for the kohen to eat for his own purposes. That's one side hefsid. The other tzad is maybe he would have taken it to the mumchal rabbim, and the mumchal rabbim would have told him that's not a balmum kavur, and he can't shecht it for himself. So what's the hefset over here? The hefset is a suffik hefset. Because of that, the Gemara says that he should pay, comes from a braisa, that he should pay chatzi chatzi. He pays half the value of the animal. Which is also hard to understand, because since when there's a suffik moment, do you pay half? So, l'cha oira, and this is what the Rishonim say, take a look at Taisyanti brings it, is that the psak of Momen Hamutu B'Sofik Yachloiku is actually a major machloikus in Bob Metzia, and that's the psak of Sumchus. The Tana Sumchus holds when there's Momen Hamutu B'Sofik Yachloiku, Chachom holds when there's a Sofik Momen Hamutu B'Chavei Olav Haraya. Even Sumchus, you have to qualify, it's not so poshut, not all the cases, it's an Arichus Dvarim Mesechus Bob Metzia. Suffice it to say, there are those that say that this din, you'll have to say Loit Sumchus. Not so gishmak, because then the Mishnah over here is a stam din yishalim bebeisoy, which means half, but be'etzim there's no such din, because loit chacham is always a sofik moment. So there isn't a din in yishalim bebeisoy, this Mishnah is going like tzumchis. So because of that, Tosfos over here, Tosfos Yontif is mitzayinit, holds that over here in Achanami, there are enough sveikas over here not to call a vadechiv moment, it's takonis chacham. he shouldn't have, this any mumchalur rabbi shouldn't have stepped in. Because of that, we give him a knas that he's chayiv to pay, and he pays half the value of bechor. Because of that, there's another level to this, that the rab brings all this from the Gemara, and then he's mitzayin also that the Gemara says that this din of paying half the value is on a behema of bokor. Behema of tzoin, a behema daka, is only chayv a quarter. Why? Because before the behema becomes a balmum, he would have had to take behema daka, you have to have a shepherd, it's a lot of hard work. Amelus rav, to take care of a behema daka till you would shecht it. So because of that, you took away at least from him that teirach, so because of that, the knas is not as high, it's only on a quarter of the value. So that's the shayla over here, but the etzim klau, that any mumchel rabbin paskins, he's considered a mazik, that din, the Mishnah makes into a shas klau, like we said. And then the Mishnah brings a psak halacha, a story. Maisa b'parash nitla em shalom. There was an animal that was nitla ho'em, means the chelik ho'em is from the female animal, the rechem. Ve'achila reb tarfin l'klovim. The assumption of reb tarfin was that that's called a balmum. Sorry, not alts balmum, alts trefa. The assumption is that this animal is like kelev tashlichu, sorry, as it is a trefa. Ubo ha'mais l'vnei chachomim, v'hi tiruah. The Chachamim held that Nitl Ha'im Shalah is not one of the Trefis in the third Perek in Kulin, and therefore the animal is kosher to eat. It comes out that Reb Tarfin caused somebody's animal needlessly to be thrown to the dogs, literally. Omar Tudis Haroife, in part of the Chaziru Yoitzim Alexandria, Alexandria, which is a city in Mitzrayim, had a certain breeding of cows and Chazirim, and they didn't want that breed of those animals to multiply outside. They wanted to be the sole suppliers. So Memela, they would mutilate the behemah Hashem chodchin so aim shalom b'shvil shalom telet. And the Chachamim used this psak to prove the animal kalafi is. A trefa it's not. If it would be a trefa, it would die. So this nitloim is not one of the trefas, and therefore the behemah was kosher l'achilah. Reb Tarfin says out loud, Kilu to himself, maybe to his Tamidim, Holcho Chamor Recho Tarfin. He says to himself, Tarfin, your Chamor is gone. Holcho, you're losing your Chamor. What does that mean? It means he's going to have to sell his Chamor. Kanir, he wasn't a wealthy man. He's going to have to sell his personal Chamor in order to pay the Choyv of wrongfully paskening. He's going to have to pay the Hezek on the Tmei Poro. Omale Reb Kiva, Reb Tarfin. You see how Reb Tarfin said to himself, Tarfin. Reb Akiva is upholding his covenant and he's telling him, no, you're a mumchel rabbin. Rebbe Tarfin, potter ato, you potter, she'ato mumchel bezdin. That you didn't know that specific fact of Nitl Emshalah is not a trefa doesn't make you ois. You are an authority. And because the tzibur is soymich on you for psak, so memela, you have a din that you're an oinis, like we said before, and you're potter on the hezek. Look at the Rav. The Rav points out over here something else, which is a sugya aruka in Simchavein Choshe Mishpot. These dinim of a Bezdin Shetoh. And the Gemara, the sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel, it's Kepaskind over there, and the Rav brings it over here, is that there's a fundamental chilik when we're talking about a dayin, even an unauthorized one. He's not a mumchil rabbim. He paskins something. When do we look at that psak as a goyrim hezik? Only when you have the Lashon of the Mishnah that we had before, that when a dayin paskins, Masha Oso Osui. He did it. Which sounds like even a tois in Psak, you can't roll back. The Gemara says that din, that a tois, that's the Psak that's a tois, cannot be, you can't have charot on it, is only when there's a tois, which the dayin had in front of him a din Torah, and he paskin what's called shikul hadas. So there the halacha is that even if the dayan then decides he made a mistake, since his shikul hadas, his thought process paskin that way, so the party that got the psak that's happy with the psak, right? Never did tell there's going to be somebody who's happy and somebody who's not so happy. The wrong party is the one who's not happy. But the other fellow is happy, but the psak is a psak. So the psak is a psak, you can't undo it. Masha'enkin with is a mistake, what's called a tois bidvar mishnah, which means that it's an often halacha, it's not totally in the dayan's shikul hadas. He forgot a mishnah, or he didn't know a fact. If that's the case, the psak's not a psak, it's a mistake. If it's a mistake, it's not a psak. If it's not a psak, then the dayan never was goyim mehefsit. It happens to be there's an unfortunate chain of circumstances where Reb Tarfin, in this case, this is a tois bidvar mishnah. Reb Tarfin didn't know a fact that had come in front of the chachamim that nitlaim is not a trefa. It's not totally in Reb Tarfin's shikul hadas. It's not a psak that he created. So Mele, it's not a psak. There's no psak. So Mele, Reb Tarfin didn't give a psak that made a hezek. There's no psak. It happens to be because Reb Tarfin said kak v'kak. The person went. We're talking about where he's not nosim and nosim biyad. The person went and the person fed his behemoth to klovim. That's Reb Tarfin? That's Reb Tarfin's doing? Avadanat. So the Rav adds from the Gemara Knetch over here that this that Rabbi Kiva said, Potter ata, she'ata mumcha, you have to add it to his efes. Chodavoid kamale. First of all, this mistake, Reb Tarfin, would not be mechai because it's a tois b'dvar mishnah. Not a tois b'shikul hadas. It sounds almost for the dying that it's more of a covet if he was tois b'shikul hadas. Anybody can make a mistake in shikul hadas. A tois b'dvar mishnah, he pashu forgot. It's more embarrassing. But lemaisa the hatzol over here was that v'tois b'dvar mishnah, it's not a garmid in the zokin because it's not a psak. So that's reason number one why Reb Tarfin is potter. Zois v'oid. Also, ata mumcha lebezdin. And mumcha lebezdin is always potter l'sham because it's din oinis. What exactly is the cutoff point between a tois b'dvar mishnah and a shikul hadas? So the Rav brings that also. It's a Gemara. And the Gemara says that tois b'dvar mishnah is something which is an open and shut, a clear psak. Shikul hadas, the Rav brings from the Gemara, is like this two tanoim with two amiroim that argue. And it's not clear, there's no clear hachro who the halach is, and the dayan has to paskin himself. And he brings Vesugin Dal Machad Minar. The Velt says that the psak is like one, the dayan made a shikul hadas to paskin like the other. Lamais, it's a mistake because they're not noyik to paskin that way. But it's not something open and shut. In today's world, if somebody with the paskin, a dayan with the paskin something, and it comes out that it's not like a chuvis, a tshuva from an achron that he didn't know about, that he didn't hear about, or it slipped his memory, would that be called a tois b'shikul hadas or tois b'dvar mishnah? Good question. A halacha mufurish in Shulchan Aruch we consider a tois b'dvar mishnah. A halacha of forgetting something that's written in one of the poiskim that many people know, but a dayan could forget something. Is that called a tois b'shikul hadas? You'll ask every one of the poiskim, they'll tell you, you know, a different knei mida and what fits the bill on this side, what fits the bill on that side. Mishnah Hey, this is another halacha in paskening dinim of bechayres as nageh to dinim ominous. Hanoitel schore lias roi bechayres. Remember, there were thousands of animals that were born in Amalek Zeiten, and there were bechayrim. And they needed psakim. So this was a mumchis, and halacha was being a roya b'chayres. So somebody who's paid a salary to be a roya b'chayres, ein shechtem al piv. You can't be soymich on his psak to shecht. Obviously, there's machim to suspect. He's being paid a salary to be mata b'chayres that he could slip up. Elim came, the Mishnah says, hayumumcha ka ayalo ilo. It's not clear what the pronunciation is, biyavna. It's not clear if he was a different level of mumchias where he's not going to make a mistake, or the pshat he was on such a level of Yerushamayim that Chachomim have no suspicion that he could be noita because of his salary to paskin wrong. And over there it says Sheitiru leChachom li is noita l'arbo yisoris bebehemet dako. This was a pay that he got. He was a Tam Chochem and he had to support his family, so he was able to take a certain amount of pay. But the Chachom and Yavdan were matir because they felt that he is above reproach. So his salary was Abo Yisores for each behemoth Dako. Shisha Begasa, you get paid more with a behemoth because you have to turn it over. It's hard work. So the behemoth has to be turned over. A bigger behemoth is more work. Bein Tom and Bein Balmum. And he got paid whether the behemoth was a Balmum or not. This Mishnah, interestingly, was a prominent feature in America in the early 1900s, the late 1800s, when there was a tremendous amount of corruption in the field of Shechita. And it was very easy for somebody, even who was a Tam Tochem, and he was hired by a Shlachtois to be a Boidik of animals, that if he would paskin la halacha and he would be matrif behemos, the butchers wouldn't pay him a salary. So this is one of the makaris, is that the salary of a mashgiach has to be above reproach, and the salary cannot be based on the amount of chickens that he's matir, the amount of behemoths that he's matir as opposed to matrif. If it is, then he's suspect. Anybody could slip with a negiyah. So we have to take away the negiyahs in order to render the psak effective. Now there's a pashta shalom, what we just said. The obvious question is that if we're saying that you have to pay, even ila biyavna, you have to pay a salary which is not based on whether the behemah is mutter or osur, in order that even ila shouldn't have a negiyahs, so then why not say this, then the negiyahs is not there? And even if you're not ila biyavna, why not Shechtan Alpiv if he's a Raya Bechairis? Why doesn't that take away the chash? What you're going to have to say is that a Mashgiach, a Boidik, a Raya Mumchim, a Mumcha, that's a Raya Behemoth for Bechairis, even if he's not being paid per kosher animal, or in this case, per animal that's a Balmum, there's an Egeus to want to be from Motzachin Be'ini Habriyos, and he might be Noiter. It's only if he's ila, he's above reproach. Even him, if he's going to be paid kefi, the amount of animals, that's also a problem. It's only if he's above reproach, because he's not paid bitzir with the fact that he has the maimon of being ila biyavna, so then we could be matter. There are rishonim. What we just said is how the Rav learns. Rashi seems to learn that way. There are rishonim, the Ramban, others, that say no. You're going to have to say that the real reason why Ila B'Yavna was Mutter to Paskin and not others is because of a concern, which is really the concern of the next Mishnah, is that it's Osur to Paskin for pay. That's a subject, I mean, it's Hashem, we'll see in the next Mishnah, and that might be part of the story over here in the Chilton Ila B'Yavna, and that we'll go back to it.